The holdouts are standing their ground, warning that if a third vote happens, Jordan will see even more defections. On Tuesday, 20 Republicans voted against him. On Wednesday, it was 22. And his colleagues say that number will increase even higher in subsequent rounds of voting. In January, it took the former Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, 15 rounds of voting over 4 days to win the gavel. Jordan's way forward, though, seems even harder. And despite alleged bullying tactics from him and his team, centrist Republicans say he's simply too right-wing to represent the party in the House. Two members who voted against Jordan say they've received death threats. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.